USA News. I'm Tim Berg. America is continuing to remember the 9/11 terrorist attacks 22 years since the attacks took place in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Heather Penny was one of the fighter pilots who was ordered by Vice President Dick Cheney on September 11, 2001, to ram her F-16 into United Airlines Flight 93, which was believed to be headed for the Capitol building. Penny tells Fox and Friends that the images she saw that morning made her willing to give everything.
Any one of us, having seen the video, having known that our nation was attacked, would have been willing.
Hurricane Lee continues to intensify in size. According to the National Hurricane Center, this Category 3 storm boasts maximum sustained winds of approximately 120 miles per hour as it tracks northwestward. President Biden is wrapping up his trip to Vietnam, where the president and other U.S. officials met with the prime minister and other Vietnamese government officials, the president vowing that they will continue to strengthen the ties between the United States and Vietnam.
Everyone in both our countries is working to make sure the people, no matter who they are, will seize potential.
MSU football coach Mel Tucker is being suspended without pay following harassment allegations. The school making the announcement Sunday as it investigates claims that Mel Tucker sexually harassed a rape activist and sexual assault awareness speaker during a phone call last year. The allegations come after Tucker signed a 10-year, $95 million contract with the program in 2021. The House returns from their six-week recess on Tuesday, and in financial news, August inflation numbers are set to be released on Wednesday, and tech moguls are planning to attend a private AI briefing for senators. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare, maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare, so people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes, it is.
For real, yes.
You know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 close-up, certain sounds and images are still embedded in their memory. Reporter Recollections with USA News' Laura Winters.
There are triggers. When I hear the sound of an ambulance, it takes me right back to the streets in New York City, where I stood with other stunned people watching both towers on fire, then the South Tower collapsing in slow motion, and the North Tower following in the path of its twin. I remember looking up and thinking furniture was going out the window. The building's 110 stories tall, 1,000 feet in the air. The human eye can only see so far. But in reality, it was people, not furniture, going out the windows to escape the roaring fire. That was their best option. This is the image I believe top terrorist Osama bin Laden wanted Americans and the world to see.
A recent poll by CBS and YouGov found that 77% of voters would prefer age limits on those pursuing elected office. Within that group, 40% proposed the age limit to be 70 years old, which is 10 years older than President Biden is now. The second most popular age limit was 60, proposed by about a quarter of respondents. Week one of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the New York Jets hosting the Buffalo Bills. That game kicks off just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC and ESPN. And the Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is set for an estimated $522 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.